of Happiness Podcast. My name's Cassidy, if you don't know me, and I am so happy that you're here and listening today. If you don't know already, I have a blog that pairs with this called piecesofhappiness.org, so be sure to check it out and maybe even share it with your friends. Today joining me, I have one of my best friends from college and now roommate. If you follow along on my run across the country for young adults with cancer, she did it with me, and together we raised over $15,000. She is amazing and keeps me accountable with just about everything in life. So after this long introduction, hey Bri!
Oh my gosh, that was the nicest introduction. Hi! So like Cassidy said, I'm her roommate. I am a senior comm student, also at E-Town. And really, just about me, I love to be outdoors, I love to spend time with my family, really just anything active, I love doing that.
Yay, thank you. So my question that I have for you, that I have with the Pieces of Happiness podcast, is where or how do you usually get your piece of happiness?
So the short answer definitely is running. Actually, this morning, Cassie and I went for a 10K run in the rain. For the past 2 weeks, we've actually had the privilege, some people might not think it's a privilege, but we've had the privilege of running in the snow, like literally inches of snow around our feet, and now we're running in the rain, so we're like, we're really just getting all the weather types in.
Yeah, we got some sun too the other day.
Yeah, oh my gosh, finally the sun. So definitely running is where I find my piece of happiness.
Yes.
So I really owe all of this running to my parents because growing up, I grew up with two older brothers and now I have a younger brother as well. And we have always been a very active family, but my parents were always the people going out for like the family bike rides, family runs. And whether we wanted to go or not, we were always dragged along to go. I mean, usually we wanted to go. But my parents would run behind us while my brothers and I would ride our bike. And we always had, always ran the same trail. So there were these like marked out spots of where we would have to wait for my parents. My brothers and I would zoom as fast as we could, and then we would wait, and then my parents would come and run, and then we'd zoom to the next spot, and then my parents would come up and run. So one day I was like, okay, this whole biking thing is nice, but it's not really challenging at all, and I'm not really getting anything out of this. But my parents would be running, and they'd be all sweaty and winded, and after each run, you know, if they had the endorphins, they were very happy. So one day I was like, you know what, I'm going to swap out this bike. I'm just going to go running with them. And I ran with my parents. And of course, you know, like I was not good. I thought it looked so easy because I was like, my parents are doing this. I play soccer. I can run. But of course, no, not the best. But ever since then, I've loved that challenge that running gives you and the endorphins afterwards and the whole everything that we're about to talk about. But I really owe it all to my parents for taking us out on those family outings.
Yeah, I really love that, and I love that you're able to do that with your parents, and, like, that's such a fun story. I think that's so cool. I really love that story, because I would say that I started running from my mom as well, but it was, like, a different story where we ran the Color Run 5K together.
So, oh, that's a good one.
Yes, so that was, I definitely owe it to my mom, too, the reason I actually decided, oh, maybe I can go out there and run for a long time.
Yeah, well, running definitely brings along so many great things, but also you have to balance it because people just think that they can just, you know, go on out for a run. But if you're really going to keep running, like I run about 40 miles every week, and it takes a lot of effort to balance that all out because if I try to do too many miles, then I could be out running for hours at a time, and then I'm like, okay, what? Then I fell behind on my homework, I fell behind on this. So, running definitely requires a balanced mindset.
Yeah, and I really love how you bring up that idea of balance. I think that it is so important to have a balance with life, with everything that you have. And that's actually my word for 2021 with my church where, yes, so I have it on a bracelet to remember to work on having some balance. And I think that running also, like, it's having that balance with running, but running also helps me feel balanced with everything else as well. And I think just being able to go outside and take a moment to run for a little bit and then come back in and work on homework and feel more productive, it just, like, feels like it almost completes the schedule. If I'm going out and running, it's like, oh, yes, I am good. I feel ready and happy. And so I definitely agree with you. I think that sounds really good.
Yeah, it's definitely totally an escape. You just get to go out, be in your own world for a little bit, be out in the world for a little bit. It's awesome.
Yes, I agree.
Also, there's this whole concept that my dad taught me when we were really, really little. And he used to always talk about energy. And when you're little, you know, you have an abundance of energy. So no one really pays attention to that. But now that I'm in college and energy is like the best thing in the world, and I try to do everything to get as much energy as possible, running definitely gives energy. So my dad used to always talk about finding things that you can put energy into that then give you energy back. So they then, in theory, those things should cancel each other out, or you should have more energy after you have done that activity. So when I run, of course, it takes a tremendous amount of energy, especially Cassie and I go on long runs. In August, we ran a marathon, so lots of energy. But then the energy that I get back from running is far greater than any of the energy that it takes to actually do the run.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. And I think pretty much every time I run, I'm always so much happier afterwards, and I see it too. Like, I'll go out with a bad mood and come back in, and the bad mood is just like completely gone. So it's so cool to just be able to like see that happen and like experience that as well.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Those bad run, bad attitude days, and then it's good attitude, those are the best.
Yeah, I love those so much. But that's really cool about the energy. I feel like I've maybe heard of that, but never like thought about it. So now that's really cool to like think about it, especially with our running that we do. But it kind of reminds me of meditation as I run a little bit because of that like reset in life. And my mom actually really taught me about meditation and like taking that time for yourself. And actually, if you have listened to this podcast before, my mom actually shared a little bit about that. But if not, you should totally check it out. But so I do meditation as well on my runs. And it's this idea of moving meditation and just to be able to reset with the day and be almost like Bree said, like being in your own world. It's just like really cool to be able to experience that. And I even moved it to the extent where I do like prayer runs. So I take the time to like really talk with God, and I'll take 1 mile of gratitude, another mile I'll pray for my church or something like that along those lines. And it's something that has helped me tremendously in like all aspects of my life. So I really love that. And sometimes even when I'm running, I pray for other people or other runners as I pass them. And that's so fun to just see somebody on a trail and say, God, I pray for them. And just to be able to experience that. I just really love that connection that I'm able to have with someone that they might not realize. Like, we just have like the little, hey, hope you're doing well, things like that. But I'm able to pray for them as well, which is so, that's so cool to me.
That's so cool. I should definitely try that. There are definitely times where I'm at the end of a run, and if I pass someone and I knew that they were praying for me, I would be like, oh, thank goodness, because you don't even know it. I'm so tired right now.
Yes.
But people really are just so nice. I used to go out for these runs at 6 a.m. in the morning, and there's always, especially around here, the older generation tends to go for these walks around 6 a.m. So this one older man, I would always pass him, and the first couple times, you know, we just passed and just said hi. And then eventually got to the point where he would like see me from across the street, and he'd be like, go, girl, go, you got it. And so then every single day I would pass him, and he'd be like, keep going, whatever it was something different every day. And I would just get excited because I would like turn the corner because I knew about where he lived. I'd turn the corner and I'd see him, and I'm like, oh yes, here comes some encouragement. And one time I was on the trail, you know, we love those trail people, yes. They're so nice. And I met this ultra marathoner in the weirdest way because we both just showed up to the trail and then we were both just running our miles and we happened to be running the exact same distance and it took us the exact same amount of time. So we had like small conversation on the trail because I was joking with him like, I need to pass you. And then he ended up passing me a couple times. And at the end we finished within minutes apart. So then we ended up talking. I found out he's an ultra marathoner, which is something that I one day hope to do.
Yes.
So we would definitely want to do that one day. So then he was like, well, if you ever have any questions about ultra marathons or running, I'd be so happy to help you, because it's just such a genuine interaction of you love running, I love running. We should help each other in this mm-hmm. whole running world.
Yeah, I really love that. That's such a cool experience to have. I haven't had anything that exciting for sure, but there was this one time when I was running with this person. It was about the same distance. I don't remember what it was exactly, but I ended up passing him in the end because my favorite thing to do at the end of a run is to just sprint as far as far. Not pass them, just sprint as far, like as fast as possible. So I happened to move past him after he had already passed me earlier. So at the end, we finished around the same time, and it was just like nice to have that interaction and say like, great job. Like, it was so great to like be able to run a little bit with you. And he had a cute dog too, so I remember the dog more than anything.
We love the dogs.
Yes, but I really do love that, seeing the people on the trail, or even sometimes when you just wave to them and you come back and you see like the, it says on our Strava app, which is like a running, biking, swimming app, and you see like you ran with someone else when you didn't actually run with them, but you, it was just because you were running at the same time as them. And I always think that's so funny and cool to like see, oh yeah, we were running like the same exact thing and we didn't even know it. All we did was just say hi.
Yeah, that's what, with this ultra marathoner, that's exactly what happened, because afterwards I ended up finding him on Strava because my run showed up that it ran with him, and I was like, I didn't run with anybody. Mm-hmm. But it was just so in sync that we are now friends on Strava, and of course then I'll see like his ultra marathon runs and I'm like, man, one day I'll get there.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Yeah, the community is really so strong. You can absolutely feel it when you go to a race. When I was running my first half marathon, I was actually running it alone. My dad was there with me, he's my support crew. But the day before, my dad was running the 5K, and I was waiting on this bend to cheer him on, and this guy behind me was like, oh my gosh, we have the same shoes, because I was wearing my running shoes. And so then we just had like a brief interaction, we talked about our shoes, and then we found out that we were both running the half marathon the next day. So we just kind of wished each other luck, and then, you know, my dad passed and I moved on. So then the next day, I'm running the half marathon, and it was like mile 7 or 8, and I'm, of course, you know, struggling. It was so hot. And he, I hear behind me, shoes, shoes. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. So this man that I had met comes up behind me, and we end up running the entire rest of the race together. He sticks with me through all the times that I had to walk. I wasn't as well trained for that race, so I had to walk a few times, and he absolutely could have just kept going, blow by me. But he walked with me. He talked me through it. He's like, you're doing great. You're doing great. And then, we crossed the finish line together. So I got to meet his wife, I got to meet his family. I was like, this man just absolutely carried me through, because mile 8, I was about to cry. I was about to be like, I can't do it anymore. But he just totally carried me through just by sticking with me.
Yes. And that, honestly, that reminds me of our marathon, when we were doing the marathon and we were at like mile 19 or something. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, Brie, if you weren't here, like, I would not be finishing. Like, this is just so hard. We were so, like, not trained properly for it. And it was just, like, a crazy time. But you, like, definitely got me through that. So I feel like I can connect to that story with you. It's not a random person.
We needed each other for that marathon, yes, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure. Well, that's so ironic, because the reason that we were running that marathon was because you, Cassidy, were the one that showed me our 4K for cancer, because our marathon was the ending day for our run across the country. Mm-hmm. And of course it was virtual, so we just decided to do the marathon anyway. Yeah. And Cassidy was the reason that I was running across the country, because we had met through running. Cassidy, you know, she's always starting stuff, and she always has some big ideas. So she started the running club. And I got this email, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I've been missing. I'm 1 year older, so my whole first year of college, I didn't have any running friends, and my dad kept telling me, you know, you need some running friends, but they're hard to find. Running friends are hard to find. So when you find them, it's like, oh, thank goodness, I have my people. Yes. So I met Cassidy because she started the running club, and now here we are, sitting in the same, living in the same apartment together, recording this podcast.
Yes, I think that's so cool. I think about that all the time, like how I started the running club and I've met my best friends, like some of my best friends from the running club. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so cool. Like, you are definitely one of my best friends, and like I can't imagine life without you. And we like literally met from running. Like, yeah, that was the way. Like, there's no other way we would have met, because we don't have classes together or anything like that.
No.
And that is just so cool. That just alone makes me happy.
Yeah, and then I remember when we were running our first race together, and at that point still I barely knew Cassidy. Oh, I just knew we were running. And it was just her and I. And someone took pictures of us, and we found out that our stride in both, there was like 3 pictures, I think. And in all the pictures, our stride was so spot on, like exactly the same. It was like a mirror image. Yes. So now it's like, it's funny when we go on runs together, just a couple of weeks ago when we were running in the snow, Cassie's like, our stride is the same again. Look at us go.
Yes. It's so cool. I think that like, just that makes me so happy that we're able to like do that together. And like, a little thing like that, I feel like that's super rare to like find someone who has the same exact stride as you and get along with them so well. Like,
yeah,
that's just so fun. Like, I love that so much.
And the running club is such like a great place, because some people go there and like they train a lot and they're, you know, they run long miles and stuff. And then some people are just there because they just think running is a good thing and they want to get into it and they're beginners. So it's really like a whole mesh of all the different types of runners and stuff. So it's neat to meet them.
Yeah, and I think it's so cool that everyone's like accepting of everyone. So it's not like, oh, well, I want to run more, so I can't run with you. It's like, oh, I'll run like the first 2 with you and I'll run them slower. And then I'll finish up the rest later or something like that. And I think it's so cool how accepting everyone seems to be, and just like it makes it more fun.
Well, then you also teach people to run. You also have your whole, because you teach people on Fridays how to run.
Yes, that's so fun to do, just to be able to share. Like, another way to find a community is through teaching people to run, or like even just any other kind of fitness class. I like body weight, core, stretching, like just through all those things. And then Bree teaches pound. So that's so fun. Like, we're both fitness instructors, we both run, it's so cool.
It's really neat to be able to share, like, your love of fitness with other people, and when people come in and, you know, it's their first time. Pound is such a unique class because it's hard. It's, like, with sticks, and it's kind of new, and you do a lot of squatting, so, you know, people don't really know what it is, but it's so neat when people come in and they don't really know what to expect, and then they leave and they're like, that was awesome. I'm totally going to be sore in the morning, but I loved it. So
yes,
teaching fitness is a really neat thing.
Yeah. And I really love that we're able to support each other through those things. Like, you come to my classes, and I went to pound classes before. Right now, they're, unfortunately, my schedule doesn't fit. So if she's ever practicing pound, I'll 100% be there, because it fits in my schedule then. But I think it's cool, like, we're able to go to each other's classes and, like, experience, like, that too, like, that community as well.
Yeah, definitely is a huge community because it's group. There's a whole point of reason why it's a group fitness, not just, you know, solo, or why we run in a group, because you want those other people around you and you want the support. Because it's mentally really hard. Fitness seems like something that, you know, it's very personal, but it's really hard to just do that alone mentally and just keep going when you're tired and you don't want to do it. But if you're in like a room with a bunch of people, then you feed off their energy. And if you're running with other people, they're like, come on, we can do it. So,
yeah, I agree. It definitely makes things so much easier. And I feel like this is like a weird connection, but it reminded me of just like the idea of us living together. I feel like I have like these little goals I set, like to go to bed on time or to do yoga every night or just like little things like that. And living with you is just like literally every night we do yoga. Mm-hmm. We go to bed at the same time every night. Even like a super weird random thing, but we're both reading through the Bible. And like it's just like so cool. Like, we have so much in common, and doing it together, it has been like the coolest thing. Like, every morning I'm like, thank goodness, like, I'm so grateful for this. Like, this is so cool.
Yeah, at night. So it's definitely an accountability partner, but in a very calm, like, non-disruptive way, because every night we do our yoga, and Cassidy is the one that was like the pusher of that one, which, so I definitely wouldn't have just done yoga on my own, like every once in a while, but Cassidy, every night she gets our yoga mats, we roll them out. She turns the chair around to put the computer on so then we can have our yoga going. So it's really, she like inspires me to do things that I wouldn't have actually done on my own, because like yoga.
Yes, yoga. It's so fun. I love it. But yes, no, I really love it. I think it's so cool. Like, I'm so grateful for it. It's definitely going to make me sad when we aren't able to live together anymore because you graduate, but I'm definitely looking forward to our yearly marathon that we're going to do every year for the rest of our lives.
We're going to be this old lady still running.
Yes, we'll be going strong. But I do have some questions for you because I like to ask questions on my podcast.
Okay.
But my one question is, if someone wanted to start running, what advice would you give them?
I would definitely say to start slow because everyone really wants to just be like the fast runner who can just go out there and get some sub-8-minute mile or some 7-minute mile. But Cassidy really is the one that taught me this. So really, I'm just repeating your lesson to me. But there's so much value in going slow because as long as you're going slow, then you're not going to burn out because you can go longer and you can push your body farther without it feeling like you're literally drained and depleted after, you know, quarter of a mile, one lap around. So definitely just start out going slow. Maybe don't even put like a mile limit. Maybe put a time limit. Be like, okay, I'm just going to run slow for, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, wherever you think your increment is. And just literally no one can tell how slow you're going. So just take it at your own pace because you're just jogging along and it's going to be good. You're going to definitely one day, if you continue with that, one day you'll be the one who's speeding down the street. And some new runner's going to be like, man, I wish I could be that person. But little do they know, a couple weeks ago, you were that person just, you know, chugging along, doing your slow little run.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. And it's not necessarily like the speed of running that makes you happy. It's the action of running. So, And obviously it's not for everyone, but if it's something that you want to try, like it's definitely, although I don't know, I would say that running can make everyone happy, but maybe that's just me being a little biased.
People think that runners are crazy, but then when they actually start getting into running, then they're like, okay, I understand the crazy now. This is exactly what everyone's talking about.
Yes. So definitely suggest giving it a try if you haven't already. And seriously, like by saying running, we don't mean going out and running like a marathon. It's literally like going out and running 5 minutes for like 3 days a week or something. And like you slowly can grow from there. And even that will probably change your productivity and your heaviness. And It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's definitely the whole mental side personally, but also there's the actual chemical reactions in your brain that's triggering your endorphins, and those are your happy hormones. So quite literally, you will be happier because chemically in your brain.
Yes, definitely. It's cool. It's so cool how it works. So my other question for you is, I feel like we already talked about this, but what is the main thing you want people to take away from this conversation?
I really want people to invest in their well-being, especially now because of Corona. There's lots of people working from home and stuff like that. And if there's ever a time, now you should really invest in your well-being because there's always some excuse you could make or you could say, you know, you're super busy, you don't have any time. But I think it's really important that everyone makes time and you make your fitness and your well-being a priority because there definitely are days where I will schedule my whole schedule around my run, which I'm not saying is the best thing, but it's a high priority for me, so I'm going to make sure that it happens. I'm going to do everything I can. Like I was saying earlier, one semester my schedule was so busy that I didn't have any time in the day, so I would literally wake up and run at 6 a.m. in the morning. And it wasn't ideal at first, but then at the end it was like, you know, I kind of like this. I found that old man who was so nice, and I found the older generation of walkers. So it was a cool experience to run at that time of day.
Yeah, I really love that, and I think that's so important. Like, and fitness comes, I think the coolest thing about fitness is that it comes in like so many different ways. So it's like going to a pound class or going on a run or going to a stretching class or like just things like that. And it's so cool how many different ways you can do fitness. So like if running isn't your thing, you can get very similar like happiness from other things if you keep it consistent and just enjoy it. And I think it's so cool how you can make it fit to what you need to be happy. And I just love that. That's so cool.
Yeah, well-being overall.
Yes. Well, Bree, thank you so much for sharing today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. And thank you, everyone, so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I had a great time talking with Bree. But if you don't follow the blog already, make sure to check it out, piecesofhappiness.org, and like on Facebook and follow on Instagram if you haven't already, and feel free to share, because that is always good. Thank you again so much, everyone, and I'll see you next month. Don't forget to smile and stay happy, friends.